when you got out of school, you graduated in August, then what?
I continued my activities, my political activities, in what was then the 14th Congressional District.
And you joined a law firm?
Yes, in Detroit. Firm of Fulton and Donovan. And
is that the Donovan that went to father?
Julie
Garlow?
Garlow, yes.
How did you happen to make that connection?
One of my law professors asked me what I intended to do when I graduated from law school. And I told him I thought I'd go to Midland, Michigan. I had looked at the state's distribution of lawyers and the per capita income of citizens, and it concluded that Midland, Michigan was the prime place for a young lawyer to be. It had the highest per capita income of any county in the state. It had the fewest number of lawyers per capita practicing privately than any other community in the state. It had a symphony orchestra. It had a decent library. It had lovely architecturally attractive community. It had a number of other things that just appealed to me. And so I had made plans to practice law with a classmate of mine. His name was Floyd Wetmore. Floyd went to Midland and practiced there all his life. I didn't. I was dissuaded from doing so by the law professor who thought that I was, to use his term, throwing away assets I didn't recognize by leaving my hometown. He kept telling me I had friendships that would be of value to me in my practice I didn't realize at the time. People from my high school class, people from my community, my family, friends, would come to me as a lawyer. Well, they never did, frankly. They never did. Most of my high school friends moved away from Detroit. They didn't stay. And family friends went in sorts of business activities that required legal services. In any event, he sent me to two lawyers. One was Frank Donovan. The other was James I. McClintock. Both friends of his said to tell them that in his view they were both working too hard and needed more help than that I was the person to give to them. I think he also wrote them. In any event, I made arrangements to meet them. I met with each of them. They were practicing in separate law firms. To make a very long story short, each of them offered me a job. I accepted the first offer, Frank's offer, and later that day when Jim offered me a job, I had to tell him I had already accepted another position. He expressed regret, and in August I started working for Frank. In November, I discovered that the two firms were merging, and so I ended up working for the only two people I ever asked for a job.
Was Donovan and Wise McClintock, were they both sympathetic to your political ideas?
Oh, heavens no. They were very, very rabid Republicans, and they did nothing to dissuade me, except they kidded me about my political views, but they certainly didn't attempt to thwart me in any way.
Now, this gets us very close to 1950, right?
Yes.
1950 was a critical election, right?
Yes.